Welcome to the Shadows of Mystery, where the unresolved and the unknown take center stage. Today, we're venturing into the cosmos to explore one of the greatest enigmas of outer space, a signal so remarkable it made an astronomer exclaim just one word, "Wow." Yes, we're talking about the 1977 WOW signal. This mysterious 72-second radio transmission, detected by Dr. Jerry Amon at Ohio State University's Big Ear Radio Telescope, has baffled experts for decades. The signal, which came from the direction of the Sagittarius constellation, was so strong and unusual that it stood out against the background noise of the universe. It fueled countless theories of alien life, sparking debates, documentaries, and scientific inquiries, yet it has never been detected again. Was it a breadcrumb from an intelligent civilization trying to make contact? A natural cosmic coincidence, like a burst from a comet or a pulsar? Or could there be an even stranger explanation that we've yet to uncover? Together, we'll dive into the evidence, revisit the moment it was recorded, meet the key figures in this mystery, and explore the most compelling theories. This is a story of science, curiosity, and the enduring human desire to understand the universe. Are you ready? Let's go on this journey together. Picture this. The year is 1977. Jimmy Carter is president. Star Wars is playing in theaters. And humanity's search for extraterrestrial intelligence is in full swing. Astronomers at Ohio State University monitor the skies using the Big Ear Radio Telescope, an impressive setup dedicated to detecting radio signals from outer space. On August 15, 1977, during a routine data review, Jerry Amon, a volunteer astronomer, spots something astonishing. Among the mundane readings of noise, his eyes fixate on a peculiar series of letters and numbers on a computer printout. 6EQUJ5. Surprised by its strength and pattern, Amon grabs a red pen, circles the sequence, and scribbles, "Wow," beside it. And thus, one of the most mysterious phenomena in modern astronomy was born. The WOW signal, as it came to be known, has captured the imagination of scientists, enthusiasts, and dreamers alike. Its intensity and unique characteristics have sparked countless discussions and debates over its origins. Could it have been a message from an intelligent extraterrestrial civilization attempting to make contact across the vast expanse of space? Or was it merely a natural phenomenon? An anomaly born of cosmic events we have yet to understand? These questions have fueled a relentless pursuit of answers, inspiring further advancements in radio astronomy and amplifying humanity's curiosity about the universe. Despite decades of searching, the source of the signal remains elusive. Follow-up efforts to detect a similar signal from the same region have been met with silence, leaving the WOW signal as a singular and tantalizing mystery. Yet, its impact endures as a symbol of exploration and the unyielding hope that we are not alone in the cosmos. It serves as a reminder of the boundless potential of discovery and the enduring human drive to seek the unknown, no matter how distant or improbable it might seem. So, what made the WOW signal so extraordinary? First, its sheer intensity. The signal was 30 times stronger than the background noise. That's like spotting a lighthouse beam in a pitch-black storm. Second, its frequency was around 1420 megahertz, which is no random number. That's the hydrogen line, a universal frequency emitted by hydrogen atoms and considered a prime candidate for extraterrestrial communication. Finally, the signal lasted for 72 seconds before vanishing without a trace. Think about that. Just as the Big Ear telescope was perfectly aligned, the signal came, crescendoed and faded as the telescope's observation window passed. Scientists searched for it 50 more times in the same spot and got nothing. No repeat performances. The WOW signal remains one of the most captivating mysteries in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Its sheer improbability is what makes it so mesmerizing. A fleeting, perfectly timed transmission that lined up with a crucial frequency in the spectrum. It's the kind of occurrence that simultaneously stokes the flames of curiosity and fuels endless speculation. Was it a distant civilization trying to say hello? A cosmic fluke we happened to catch? Or something we've yet to even comprehend? The fact that it's never been replicated only deepens the enigma, leaving room for endless possibilities and imagination. And yet, the wow signal is also a symbol of hope. Hope that we are on the right path, that as we reach out to the cosmos, there may be someone out there reaching back. It teaches us the beauty of persistence and the thrill of discovery, knowing that each scan of the skies could bring us closer to answering one of humanity's greatest questions. Scientists, dreamers, and stargazers alike continue to look up, inspired by that single enigmatic blip, chasing the dream that someday we might hear more, understand more, and maybe even connect across the vastness of space. Over the years, many brilliant minds have tackled this enduring astro mystery. It all began with Jerry Eamon, the astronomer who famously discovered the enigmatic WOW signal in 1977 while analyzing data from Ohio State University's Big Ear radio telescope. Ever the careful scientist, Eamon resisted the temptation to jump to conclusions about alien contact. He famously quipped, "We can't draw vast conclusions from half-assed data," emphasizing the need for thorough evidence before attributing the signal to extraterrestrial origins. Yet, even he couldn't entirely rule out the possibility that the source might not be of earthly origin, leaving the door open to one of the most tantalizing mysteries in astronomy. Fast forward decades to 2017, when Antonio Paris, an astronomer and former Department of Defense analyst, proposed a bold new theory. Paris suggested that comets might be the culprits behind the signal. Specifically, he pointed to two comets, 266P/Christensen and 335P/Gibbs, which reportedly passed through the same region of the sky in 1977 where the signal was detected. His hypothesis revolved around the idea that hydrogen clouds surrounding these comets could have emitted the strong signal that was picked up by the Big Ear telescope. However, this idea sparked significant debate. Could a comet really produce such a strong, focused signal? Many critics, including members of the original Big Ear team, were quick to voice their doubts. They argued that comets do not emit radiation at the narrowband frequency of 1,420 megahertz recorded during the WOW signal, a frequency closely tied to hydrogen and often speculated as an ideal channel for interstellar communication. Furthermore, the critics asserted that the comets were not even in the correct position at the time the signal was detected, casting further doubt on Paris's theory. Was his suggestion just another piece of cosmic misdirection? Or could it hold some kernel of truth? The mystery remains unsolved, inviting continued exploration and debate among scientists and enthusiasts alike. Comets aren't the only suspect when it comes to the mysterious WOW signal. Over the decades, scientists have explored dozens of potential explanations, each one as intriguing as the last. Could it have been a signal reflected off space debris, bouncing back to Earth by chance? Some even propose it could be the interstellar equivalent of a radio sweep, much like the beam of a lighthouse briefly illuminating the vast cosmos. And then there's the most thrilling possibility of all. Could it be a message? A faint whisper from a distant intelligent civilization trying to make contact across the unimaginable expanse of space? This tantalizing idea has fueled both scientific curiosity and public fascination for decades. Yet, skeptics urge caution. The late Douglas Vakosh, president of MEDI, Messaging Extraterrestrial Intelligence, emphasized that a true, reliable detection requires confirmation. Without repeat signals or additional evidence, the WOW signal remains an enigma, its credibility hanging precariously in the balance. More recently, astronomers have proposed another possibility: brightening hydrogen clouds triggered by magnetar flares. Magnetars are highly magnetic neutron stars capable of releasing immense energy, and some suggest their flares could produce a similar signal. However, evidence for this theory is scarce. As fellow astronomer Jason Wright points out, the conditions needed for such an event are so precise that it makes this explanation highly unlikely. As the search for answers continues, the WOW signal remains one of the greatest mysteries in the search for extraterrestrial life, sparking both skepticism and hope in equal measure. So where does this leave us? The wow signal continues to symbolize humanity's insatiable curiosity about the cosmos and the potential for life beyond Earth. Captured in 1977 by a radio telescope in Ohio, this 72-second burst of radio energy remains one of the most intriguing mysteries in the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Was it a stunning cosmic coincidence, an overlooked natural phenomenon, or perhaps the loudest hello we'll never hear again? Decades later, it still fuels debates among scientists, astronomers, and dreamers alike, reminding us of the vast possibilities and unanswered questions that lie in the depths of space. The search for answers to the wow. Signal isn't just about solving a single mysterious moment in history. It reflects our relentless drive to connect, to understand our place in the universe, and to reach beyond the stars in the hope of proving we are not alone. The signal has inspired countless researchers to keep listening, to refine their tools, and to imagine what other cosmic messages might be waiting for us to uncover. And who knows? Maybe tonight, somewhere in the constellation Sagittarius, someone or something else is listening, wondering if their message ever reached us, just as we wonder if ours will ever reach them. Thank you for joining me on this stellar exploration into the vast wonders of our universe. Your curiosity and imagination are what fuel these journeys, and I'm thrilled to have you along for the ride. Next week on The Shadows of Mystery, we'll trade the stars for the ocean's depths as we dive into one of the most baffling enigmas of the deep sea, the bloop. This mysterious, ultra-low-frequency sound captured the world's attention, defying explanation and sparking theories ranging from icebergs to undiscovered sea creatures. What could it be? Join me as we unravel this aquatic mystery together. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and keep your curiosity alight because there's always more to explore. Until then, keep looking up and down. You never know what shadows of mystery might cross your sky or your sea.